Good morning. How are you guys today? Good morning. How are you guys today? Good. All right. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está? Muy bien. No? I'm going to talk about in the adult sermon. So I have a question for you. Do you know what this is? No. A plow? It's a little closer to a plow. Anybody know what this is? It's the stick plow. That's probably not a bad description for what this is. Can you imagine what it might be used for? This is for scraping stuff. Particularly, you know what I use it for? When weeds are growing up out of the concrete, I take this thing and I cut those weeds out of the concrete and we take them away. Does that sound like fun?
No.
You're right. It is not fun. As a matter of fact, it is very, very tiring. And very dangerous. You should always wear closed-toed shoes when you do this. I have used this thing for hours and hours and hours in my life. And every time I use it, I go back home or I sit down on the couch and I am exhausted. Just tired. Have you ever been really, really tired? Have you? You've been tired before. Have you ever been really, really tired? Your time will come. After 4 hours of soccer practice, are you tired?
Yes.
No. He says no, but I know better. I have seen you all fall asleep in church. So I know that you know what it's like to be really, really tired or bored. It's all the same. Well, there was this guy whose name was Elijah. And it was sort of like this. Old Elijah, his whole job was to try and help God's people remember that they belong to God. And he worked and he worked and he worked. And as a matter of fact, he worked so hard that he actually ended up causing some trouble. He got into trouble with the priests of the time. And they decided they wanted to kill him. All because he said, hey, you should all listen to God. And they're like, no, we're not going to do it. And so they began to chase after him. And they chased him and chased him. And this queen of the land, whose name was Jezebel, was trying to get rid of Elisha. Finally, he gets into the middle of the desert where it's hot and the sun is beating down. And he is just tired. And he sits down in the middle of the desert under a tree. It's called a broom tree. And he sits down under the thing and he just says to God, I have had enough. It's better that I should just die right here. What do you think God said?
No.
Good answer. The Lord said, Elijah, not so much. And as a matter of fact, the Lord put some cakes and some oil and some good stuff for him to eat. And he said, you know what? If you don't eat, you're going to get cranky. Have you ever been hangry? Yeah, me too. Usually about 10:30. Get hangry, and they said, you're going to get hangry, and we're not going to like it. And so the Lord said, eat this bread.
Is hangry even a word?
It is now. It's a word now. It's hungry and angry. It's a little bit like yield from last week, yeah. Yeah, angry, yeah. I don't have a sign for you. Yeah, you should have that at home. And so the Lord said, eat. And you know what happened? Elijah ate the bread. And he was good for 40 days. He kept going. Well, Jesus gives us bread too, so that we can keep going. A lot of you have that bread every week. Sometimes we're tired and we're just sick of it all, and sometimes we're just feeling like we just don't want to do the work that God gives us to do, and life seems so hard, especially when you're a kid. But the Lord keeps feeding us, because there's actually some work for us to do to help other people, to maybe not dig up the weeds, but maybe dig up the ground and grow some food so that everyone can have enough to eat. Or maybe to say hello to people, new people that we've met for the first time, to maybe show God's love. So God feeds us bread on Sunday morning. How many of you like breakfast? Okay, you can all come to my house because I like breakfast. God gives us food and drink and people to work with so that we can continue on our journey just like Elijah. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you give us manna from heaven, that you give us bread to eat. But most of all, God, we thank you that you continue to feed us so that we can be your people on the way. And everybody said, amen. And the takeaway word for today is hangry. Keep that in mind. Let's sing.